Good afternoon. I hope the pre-message was encouraging to all of you guys. And those who are not there, they don't get that. That's for those who gather before. Wow, what a mighty God we serve. This week we went and sat out in the sun. And, you know, Nellie and I decided we like to pray outside. And so this morning I woke up and came out the room, and Nellie was already out of her room, and she already was had her whole setup. And I got up, like, the alarms, the fire alarm went off, I think, around 4 something in the morning. And I woke up and I came out, and Nellie was like out cold on the couch. And like, I had to wake up and said, Nellie, you know, the fire alarm's going off. We gotta get out of here. You know, we gotta go outside. And so when we came back, we didn't go back to sleep. I cleaned the machine. You had to take the whole filler machine. I think you know about the filler machine that I got, it where you just pull a level and it fills the bottle. And I told you about that, yeah? Well, if not, you'll see the video. It looks like a slot machine handle, and you pull it and you set how much goes in the bottle, and it just fills and stops. And so she could just, whoop, whoop. It's a beautiful thing. God is awesome. And so we went out and we came back. I cleaned the machine. I put the machine together. And then I went in the room and fell back to sleep. And she never went to sleep. She stayed up and she, you know, sat. I'm looking across the room at the table now, all the bottles and stuff. I was talking to the Lord about how much life has changed for me in the past couple of years. And I was talking to him about it from the perspective of, and I like to be very careful about how I share these kind of messages, but I can't say that it was without pain. And I can't say that it was without struggle. And I don't like to teach God makes you suffer so you can learn, blah, 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 blah. And God said, listen to me close. There is a balance, and you need to teach the balance. You can't avoid it. Okay. God ain't putting pain on you. God's not putting disease on you. God's not putting cancer on you. God's not putting poverty on you. God is not putting undue suffering on you to get you in anywhere or to teach you anything. Are we clear on that? However, you don't grow. You don't grow without some level of discomfort on you that forces you into growth. That sucks, and I'm sorry to say that, but if you want to think about it, and this is the way he shared the balance with me, it's easy for us to get fat and out of shape than it is for us to be fit and be healthy. That's part of the curse, right? You don't have to say, man, I got to really work to get heavy. You know, it just naturally will happen. You know, if you eat a certain way. But if you want to get fit, no, you're gonna hit the gym, you're gonna run, you're gonna burn some calories. Even if you want to build muscle, you gotta tear down, you gotta work out till you sore, then you gotta build the new muscles in place of that. And then God said this to me. He said, even when you put a tree, a seed in the ground for a tree, it has to grow down first and break through ground and establish a root system, then it has to push its way up through the top. Let me say that one more time. It has to push down first deep into the soil to find a nourishment system, which is usually water, and then it has to push its way through the ground up out of the ground to grow its height. That's a struggle. That's a process. God said, everything you're called to requires you to put yourself in an uncomfortable place to receive his comfort. That's a process. There is a pain involved. There is a discomfort. You don't want to work. You don't want to have a job. You want to wind up homeless. That's not a struggle. Just don't do nothing. All that'll come to you with ease. You know, you find yourself under a bridge in a matter of months. Just do that. But if you want to be something, you have to work at it. You got to develop your craft. You got to develop your skill. You got to push forward toward it. I was watching a video of Michael Jordan And most of you know the story, but in high school, he was cut from the team. He was cut from the varsity team because they said he was too skinny, he was too small, and he wasn't good enough. And he was cut from the team. And they were talking about this janitor who worked at the school, at the high school, and he came in and he saw Michael sitting there on the bleachers after everybody had gone. And he came over to him and told him, no, one door closes for another door to open, that kind of stuff. And Mike wanted to stay there and practice. And he literally said what he did was he gave Michael Jordan the keys to the gym and said to him, just make sure you lock up when you leave and let him stay as long as he want, day and night, night and day. Michael Jordan went back to the school not too long ago to visit, just to walk around the school and look, and he kind of covered his face and the big giant poster of him in the school now, and his jersey in the lobby and all this stuff. And he sees a man mopping the floor, an old man, and he realizes this is the man who was the janitor mopping the floor that gave me the keys. And he goes up and says, you're still working? He said, I don't have much of a choice. I mean, this is what I do. Long story short, Michael Jordan said, I want to take you out to dinner. I want us to spend some time. I want us to talk. And blown away that the great Michael Jordan is now talking to him. He's like, there's no great Michael Jordan without you giving me the keys to stay in the gym and practice and get better. I don't have to tell you the rest of the story, that the old raggedy house the man was living in and his wife in the wheelchair, and that existence was immediately changed. Immediately changed. He came in and he took that man's life and turned it upside down. I want to share that story because that's a happy story. But the point of the story was he was rejected. He was thrown off the team. And he said, I'm going to do something that's going to make me very uncomfortable. So when we hear the Kobe stories, Kobe let Mike mentor him. People try to always make them competition against each other. But Kobe and Mike said Kobe called him all the time, like it would get on his nerves sometimes. But like, what did you do? I stayed in the gym, first thing in, first person in, last person out. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I paid the price, which was uncomfortable or painful. Well, you in the gym all day, you ain't going out on a bunch of dates. You follow what I'm saying? You ain't say, I gotta take my girlfriend out. No, all of that stuff doesn't become an issue when you're saying, my destiny is calling me to do a thing that makes me not comfortable with my present situation. And sometimes, listen close to me, puts me at odds with my present situation. You bear witness what I'm saying today, people? It puts me at odds with it. It puts me at odds with people that expect me to be in a certain place. We talked about this. The people who are upset about you moving, not because of you, but because there's a role you play in their life, and now you're removing that role. Now you're not in that place that they need you to be when they need you to be there. This is very, very real discomforts. This is very real pains and struggles. We're not talking about disease. We're not talking about cancer. We're not talking about God inflicting you. It's talking about those who are willing to do what everybody else is not willing to do. A year ago, there was no hair oil. There was no product to walk around the mall. But it was a hair oil, and I want you to listen. Yeah, you listening? Because I told her about this hair oil over a year ago. It was probably close to 2 years ago that I told her that God gave me this vision for this hair oil. It was a while ago, but it took a while for her to say, I got to let go of the salon and standing behind the chair and hoping I get customers and calling people to come in and get their hair done. And this and sit down and come up with how do you make an oil? The conversation went from let's just go get an oil from Alibaba and just white label it and just call it our oil and put it out. And God was like, no, we're not doing that. We're not taking the oil and just slapping a name on it and doing a fake thing. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That was an easy way to go. But the struggle was, no, you got to get online. You got to look at different oils. You got to look at what they do. You got to come up with a mixture and a formula. Not with a chemist, not with doctors. We had to pray and figure out step by step what the phases would be to creating this oil. Are you listening? Totally uncomfortable, right, Miss Celine? Totally uncomfortable to be thrown into this place where, wait, I don't even know what this kind of business is. I come from a legal background, art, like making artwork, like what the heck, right? But God says, yeah, but you're going to do it, and you're going to push through the discomfort to do it. Now, with all of that said, I want to get to my scriptures, but I just want to put this here. Every one of you right now are at the precipice, at the doorway to your next level. Every one of you are at this next level of doing the great thing that you called to. The thing that I want to make sure I put before each and every one of you, and Q, I know you're there, so I want to make sure you're listening to me. Most likely is going to be something that has nothing to do with what you think is supposed to be and how you're supposed to do it. You've been a trainer all these years. God may say, well, you're not a trainer now. Now you're an electrician. What? Well, that's what you are now. You know, if you had asked me a couple years ago if I would have been in the beauty business, no. Hair oil? No. Walking around a mall selling oil to people? No. You understand what I'm saying? And if you look at it honestly, in my life and where I've achieved financially, I'm really, you know, I could think I'm above walking around a mall trying to sell bottles of oil one at a time. But I'm doing it because this is the destiny of building this empire that God has given me. Say, I am an empire. Sitting inside of me is God's destiny. Say it again. I am an empire. Sitting inside of me is God's destiny. You caught that? It's not outside. It's not somewhere over the rainbow. It's already in you, Jesus. And you have to release it out of you to the outside to manifest. It's not something on the outside that you have to find, Ms. Watson. I know this is talking to your spirit. It's in you already, and you have to speak it out into the atmosphere, my God, and then go and take hold of it. It's in me. It's not out there somewhere. It's not, I'm waiting for the opportunity to come. God gonna bring it my way. No, it's already in me. It's already in Nelly. God gave us the vision to do this hair oil. We've done it. Now it's in our hand. We pulling the lever and making it happen. We started squeezing it out of syringes and being able only to do about 10, 20 bottles at a time. Now we can do a couple of hundred bottles at a time just by pulling the lever. You follow what I'm saying? It's a process. And we get ready to order another machine so we can do more, double the bottle, because that's the way it is birthed. It's in you to be who you are. It's in you already. I'll say it one more time. It's in you already to be who you are. You're not becoming something. You're releasing something that God put in you into the atmosphere through your words of your mouth that God put in you as you're speaking his words, and then you step into it and it manifests. And chances are it don't look anything like what you're presently doing. Amen. I received that one applause. Amen. You know, because this is what God is showing me. We're a partnership. I'm going to put my Bible down for a minute because God's saying, you're going to go off of what I'm giving you today. God kept bringing this thing back to me that I want to share with you today. All things work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to his purposes. Let me say it again. All things work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to his purposes. And I've always heard people take, all things work together for the good. Stop. Come on, you may have done that. All things work together for the good. Nope, not what it says. It says, for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. But the word that God hit me with this time was the word that I was like, you've shown me this before, but I see it now in a different way. You ready? If you're ready, give me a hand wave. Let me know you're ready. Say, I'm ready. The word that he had jump out the scripture at me this time was together. I said, well, what? Help me understand what you're showing me. He said, all things work together. Harmony, unison. You got to be working with me. I got to be working with you. This is a part of the friendship of God, right? You and I got to be on the same page working together. What you're saying is, whatever I do, God is going to make it work out good for me. And that's not what it says. It says things work together. You work with me, I work with you. I tell you what to do, you do it. Those things work together for the good. Not everything you do works out for the good. And you can look back at your history and know that that's the truth. That everything you did has not worked together for your good. All right. So he said they work together. So he says, what it is, those who are called according to the purpose that I've called them to, all those things work together for the good. Come on. This is a friendship. This is what being a friend of God is. We work together. We work in unison. I give you the orders. You follow the orders. Nelly walked around there for an hour and a half and was barely selling bottles. I think she sold two or three. And God said, work with her. What do you want me to do? You use your spirit to identify the customers. Well, I can do that. You just tell me who to point to and I'll point. Go to them. Go to them. Go to them. And we sold like five times what we sold in the last 45 minutes. And that's because at that moment, and Nelly didn't want to go. I said, Nelly, we hit our number. We're ready to go. And that's something else I didn't tell you. I said to Nelly, Nelly, we don't have to set an exorbitant number. Let's say 10 bottles a day, five times a week. That's $500 per week. That's $2,000 a month. That's better than where you are. Let's go with that. Man, she is at 16 and she was like, wait, let me see if we can catch a few. You know, because that grace of God, that joy of God, that success when you obey him motivates you to do more and to go further. You see what I'm saying? You feel the pump inside of you. And even now, I say, okay, you know, you need to go home and you need to get some sleep for tomorrow. You can't stay up all night. And even though she stayed up all night, I'm like, God, she stayed up all night anyway. I said, but she got to get out there today and do the work again. So somewhere after this message, I hope she's going to take a nap. My point is she got work to do. We got work to do, but the work we're doing is what God is instructing us to do. And that work is, again, goes against everything we thought we would be doing a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. You spoke to me July? And God told me to re-sign a lease. And then he said, okay, now you're going to go sign this lease and move over here. I'm like, God, there's no logic. There's no logic to that. There's no lie. I'm trying to reduce my expenses. You just like almost not doubled them, but you just doubled down on a living expense. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Yes, sir. And I obeyed him and he's come through as he always does. But he can't come through on me being still. So all things work together for the good means this. All things work together. Are you working together with God or are you doing your work and then asking God to bless it? And this, I mean, if I can wrap the message right here and if the Lord leads me to, I will. But the question is, a friendship is a collaboration. And if all things work together, are you working with him or are you coming to God and giving him your wish list and then expecting him to come through for you? And if that's what you're doing, that's why it's not working. Who needed to hear what I'm talking about right now? God don't want you just giving him your wish list. He wants to give you your wish list. And that's why when I was having a conversation with somebody recently, and they kept saying, well, in my opinion, and they shared their opinion about how they thought about this and that and the other. And these words came out of me, and I've been living by them the best I can. I don't have an opinion unless God gives me one. I don't have a point of view. What's your point of view? I don't have one unless God gives me it. Because I want to work with him. I want to be in collaboration with him. I want us to be on one accord. Forget about trying to be on one accord with everybody else if you're not in one accord with God. You may not jump around and shout about that, but you know I'm telling the truth. So my heart's desire for you today is, are you and God in collaboration? Are you working together? Are you and him on one accord? Is he able to tell you, okay, I don't want you to do this now. I want you to go and scoop ice cream cones and make your own ice cream. And you go, what the heck do I know about making ice cream? Well, he told you to go make it, so you just go make it. Well, I don't have any customers that's going to trust my ice cream. Well, then you're going to get out there and you're going to find those customers who trust your ice cream. You follow what I'm saying? It's as simple as it sounds. I know most of you personally, and I know everybody here that I can see is at a crossroads right now. Everybody, maybe with the exception of one, everybody here is at a crossroads of, I'm here now, and I know I need to go here, and something drastically has to change. Am I honest? Am I telling the truth? And for those of you who know you're there, the crossroads means just what it is. Two roads crossing. They intersect and they meet at the middle of the X. And that's where your road and God's road need to cross. They need to come right together and cross. Come on, Jesus, and create the cross. Come on. And you and him meet right there in the center of that. And that's where his power is. That's where everything is sitting, where everything is resting, and where your destiny is coming alive. Right there at that place where what you believe and what you feel and what you dream and what you're passionate about meets his instruction, his guidance, his direction, and his insight. And they come together, and all of a sudden, there's an explosion, dynamic, and all of a sudden, he's sending you down a whole different road that don't seem to have nothing to do with what you believe you're called to do. But it is, because in that, you're being developed for the next season and change of things that are going to happen. What does our company need more than anything right now? Sales. What is God making us become? Salespeople. He's showing us how to be a sales force so that now we can bring a sales force and know what we're expecting and how to tell them, no, this is how you approach people and this is what you do, this is what you don't do. Why? Because we have personal experience now. We know what works. We know what doesn't work. We know what kind of customers react the best. We're taking two people with us today. Why? Because I'm like saying, she's Asian, you there in the wheelchair. Guess what? That's a whole new dynamic now that we can reach and we can touch because you have a different element that you can attack. And so we're going to go back there to the mall today and we're going to go around there while everybody's sitting around on their tables. We're going to clean up because this, and we have that confidence because we can tell them, don't say this, don't say that. We're putting together a little flyer for them that they can show, look, before and after, and we're going to roll and we're going to rock. So one of the things I had to say to them last night, stop saying everybody is hair growth. Say it's hair growth, say it's hair aid, but also say it's scalp moisturizer because people have dandruff. A lot of people, more people have dandruff than people need to grow hair. So now it's a dandruff cure, it's a scalp treatment. I said, that video you just put up, take it down and put scalp. I gave her the words, I forgot, but she got them. But something about scalp treatment, dandruff, you know, all this kind of thing. These are the things you learn from talking to people. Because a couple of people said, well, my hair is growing fine. I don't need no hair, no growth oil. A few people said that. We're learning what ourselves. I don't need my hair growth. My hair grows fine. But boy, does it bless me when I put on my hair. If it's dry, it takes care of that dandruff. It takes care of the dryness. So now we're going to talk about scalp dryness. We're going to push that. We're going to push that in the videos. But we don't learn that until we get out and work together with the ultimate architect. And we meet at that cross place. And we find ourselves together doing the same thing. Can two walk together except they be agreed? How you walking with God and you don't even know what you agree with God about? How you walking with God if you don't even know? So the level of friendship I'm pushing today by the Spirit of God is We must be on one accord. We must be in unity. I need to know what his plan is, and I need to align with it, because then things work together for the good. I got to work with him. He's got to work with me. We have to work together. I don't know about you, but Lord, I want to work with you. I want you to tell me what to do, and I want to be on the same page with you. You can feel free to pray it, but I'm just speaking it. I'm putting it out there. You can feel free to grab hold of it. But I want to work in one accord with God. I want to make sure all things between me and him are working together for the good. I want to make sure I'm not interfering with what his plan is for me, but trying to push my plan on him. That's a friendship. We have to work together. And because he is the smarter friend, then I want to make sure I want to do what the smarter friend says. I want to have less opinion. And like I said, I have no opinion unless he gives me one. So Lord, we embrace you right now. We embrace this direction. We embrace this clarity. We embrace this surrender is the word that comes into my heart. This surrender to say, not my will, but yours be done. You know the road I need to take. And if what you call me to do goes against my desires, then I ask you to change my desire. Change my desire, change my hunger. You work in me both to will and to do your good purpose. You empower me, you ignite in me, you give me the will and the passion to do that which you've called me to. So from this moment forward, from this day forward, I say, you work in me. And if the desire you put in me for this season seems distasteful to me, I ask you to change my taste, change my desire, so that I line up with your will, and that all things you call me to work together for the good, that I am called by you and according to your purpose. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.